Come join us live from...
So Lollapalooza coming up this weekend, and there's so much more to Lollapalooza than just the bands. So when I was on the website and I was looking at all the different restaurants and all the new policies in effect, I saw something called Lolla Cares, and I was like, oh, Lolla Cares, that's great. There are so many charities involved, so I thought, you know what? I think this is a really good thing, and it's a positive thing, so let's bring somebody in to talk about it. Absolutely. Emily Sorley from Lolla Cares, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Did you see that little disaster that we just had a little while ago?
We kept it real. We kept it real.
It's live. We're doing it live.
Yeah. And you said that this is your first time on radio?
It is my very first time on radio.
We're de-virginizing her.
So this is like... radio. It happens. It's so different than TV. This kind of stuff usually doesn't happen on TV because there's tons of producers and it's a little more laid back with radio. But something else I was, and I don't know how I came across it, but it was the definition of Lollapalooza. It's not just something that Perry Farrell came up with on his own. Mm-hmm. It's actually a word in the dictionary, and it's something outstanding of its kind, an outstanding, extreme, or outrageous example of its kind. And it seems that that kind of plays into Lolla Cares and the charities that you have involved. So how long has this even been in existence, Lolla Cares?
Yeah, absolutely. So Perry Farrell, the founder of Lollapalooza, ever since 1991 when it started, there's always been activism and philanthropy kind of ingrained into the ethos of the festival. And it's really just grown since then into this program that we have now called Lolla Cares.
So how many different charities are involved in this?
So this year we have 20 organizations, and they span everywhere from somebody helping to register you to vote, such as with Headcount. We have a number of organizations focused on environmental sustainability and getting people more involved in that at the festival and even outside the festival. And we also have organizations focused on helping save a life.
Whoa, that's incredible. Can you expound more on that?
Absolutely. So one of the main organizations that we've worked with, actually, this is our fifth year working with them, the Love, Hope, Strength Foundation provides our volunteer program where they have a number of different ambassadors on site helping to pretty much make the experience for the guests more enhanced.
Wow.
So we have greeters at the main gate to help welcome you into the festival. We have them at our water filling stations, helping to keep you hydrated throughout the day. And even people at our little picture frame helping take your pictures for you.
Oh my gosh, I would have never known.
That's neat. I know, it's great. It's wonderful. And they also have a chance to, you know, spread their mission and vision, which is really to get people on their Get on the List campaign. Mm. And all it is, it's a really quick action. You just go to their tent, you get your cheek swabbed, and you're put into their database so you could potentially become a life-saving transplant for somebody with bone marrow or in need of a bone marrow transplant.
At Lollapalooza.
Yeah. And a fun fact, one of our very own C3 Presents employees helped save a life that program.
Really? Mm-hmm. It's fascinating, and I think it's a wonderful thing. Most people don't know about this, and it's one of the reasons I wanted to have you in. There's so much more to Lollapalooza than just the concerts and the drunk teenagers.
Well, and the impact that people can make, because it is such a huge venue to have so much interaction with a lot of different types of people. So,
oh yeah, it's huge for the organizations. I mean, we have 100,000 plus people a day coming across their booths, and it's really, we want to have the program be more involved with the organization. So they're either providing a service enhancement for the guests on site. As an example, Chainlinks, which is a part of the Loyola University, is a student-run program where they're helping encourage guests to bicycle to the festival. They're running a free complimentary bike valet at the front of the main gate. So if you forget a lock, you can get it hooked up over at Chainlinks at their
bike valet.
Nice. And they're raffling off a bike made from upcycled parts.
Oh, my gosh.
Straight in their shop.
Wow. So great.
And people have to remember to save time to when they're at Lollapalooza. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they just go from concert to concert to concert and, you know, show to show to show, and they have to save time to do all these things. Are the various booths scattered throughout the Lollapalooza grounds?
Yeah, so we have a main CARES area, which is if you go into the main entrance or even the north entrance, it's right off of Columbus in Ida B. Wells. So it's right there when you first get in. Those are our main CARES organizations right there where you can engage with them. But there are a number of other organizations all across the venue, even back of house helping out artists, providing services. In fact, one of the organizations back of house is Music Cares through the Recording Academy, and they're making custom earbuds for the artists and our crew on staff.
Oh, get out.
To help, you know, with hearing loss.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. We were talking about that earlier.
It's important.
That people want to walk around with big, you know, headphones to drown out some of the noise.
A lot
protect
of us
your
have
ears.
It. Yeah. A lot of us have it. And you know what? If we would have had time, we would have talked about over a billion young people. There was an article in the Tribune a while ago. Over a billion young people could lose hearing in the next 15 years. And so we were talking about protecting your ears at Lollapalooza.
Oh, it's so important. It really is. And just in case you didn't know, at our guest services booths at the festival, you can grab free earplugs. And that we also sell them at our bodegas. So
wow.
Very important.
Okay. And the bodegas are just all over the place?
They're right at the very ends of our chow towns. So right in the main Columbus area avenue.
Okay. Got it. Any other charities that you want to talk about? I know there's several and it's probably hard to pick and choose.
Yeah, I can highlight a couple of the ones that are focusing on our sustainability initiatives this year. A new partnership that we have is through Rock the Earth. They are helping.
What's it called?
Rock the Earth.
Rock the Earth?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're helping partner with us on our Divert It program, which is essentially helping guests understand how to properly dispose of their waste at the event. So, you know, when I go to a festival, I receive all these materials from our food court. Like, I have utensils, I got a plate, I got a napkin, and I want to know how to easily, you know, divert that appropriately. Mm-hmm. So we have what we call Compost Club team members from Rock the Earth at our main Chowtown area, just essentially telling you, all right, this goes in the compost bin, this goes in the recycling bin, and everything else goes in the trash.
Oh,
so
nice.
We make it nice and easy for you.
I cannot believe this. You know, I've never been to Lollapalooza. I'm embarrassed to say that on radio. But
it's okay.
It's one of the fests I've never been to, and it just sounds like such an upgraded.
Well, and I think that's, again, it's one of the reasons I wanted to make people aware of this, is because there are so many other things to do at Lollapalooza. Mm. I think it does have the stereotype of just a bunch of drunk teenagers, and there are so many wonderful things. And I saw Perry Farrell being interviewed today. His number one thing, his number one priority is getting people to register to vote.
Yes.
And it's always been important to him to have charities involved, and it's a reason for everybody coming together. It's not just the music. I think that it's just overall just a really good vibe and a good
absolutely.
Feel. And to add all the charity elements, it's great. So it's not as scary as you think, people. You can go
I'm scared.
And have a good time. Yeah. Okay, we have just a couple more minutes. Are there any others?
Yeah, I mean, as part of the sustainability initiatives beyond just Rock the Earth, just to highlight a couple more, as part of our Rock and Recycle program, I'm not sure if you two are familiar with that, but essentially you go into our Rock and Recycle centers, and Love, Hope, Strength is actually partnered in running that, where you grab a bag, you go pick up cans and recyclables from across the site in exchange for a free custom Lollapalooza t-shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
And one of our other organizations, Intuit, designed one of the main designs for that.
Wait, so let me get this right.
Cute.
So you grab a bag
mm-hmm.
from where again?
Our Rock and Recycle centers. There's four of them. And
okay.
The main one is right on Ida B. Wells in Columbus, right when you get in.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's really easy. We even give you hot tips and tricks. So after the big events, the big main stage shows, you could just literally stand there and say, hey, cans and bottles, and you fill up your bag really
quick.
And then you're helping make our site even more green. So it's a win-win for everybody.
And you get a free t-shirt.
Exactly.
That is
so
cool.
That is
really
cool. And you get to win even more.
Can I ask you, I'm a psychotherapist by trade. I'm curious to know, are there any mental health charities that are out there this year?
There absolutely are. Okay. We actually partnered with an organization here from Chicago, Hope for the Day. They are partnered with another organization called Our Music, My Body, and both of them are providing services for a guest on site who either just wants someone to talk to, a safe place to go, you know, learn more about mental health resources, and just, you know, have some safe space, you mm-hmm. know, just somewhere to go to talk to somebody. And they are certified. They can help you out. Beyond those organizations, there, obviously, we have our staff on site to help out, our medical staff. So we definitely have plenty of people available if somebody needs to talk to somebody.
That's fabulous. I love it. Emily Sorley from Lala Cares, thank you so much. You did great for your first time on the radio.
Thank you very much.